Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What's your name again?
My voice continues to I'm choking on my throat here. My voice continues to get a little bit better as the morning goes along. This started a week ago, folks. Honestly, so bear with me. And I think I'm on like prednisone now. And hopefully it reduces inflammation and eventually my voice gets back to where it should be. In the meantime, you might hear Kim's voice on the promos. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. I'm doing all I can. You can't just sit home all the time and wait for it to get better. Got to keep working. That's our work ethic around here. We got to keep working. In the meantime, we got lots to get to for you today. A little later, one of our favorite guests, Taylor Riggs. Well, hey, we'll have to ask her how her marathon went.
Oh, that's right. Over the weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, she's of course with the Big Money Show on Fox Business Network, and I think she ran how many marathons now did she say she's done?
I've lost track.
I don't know. The woman's incredible. She's got little kids and a network news job, and she's still out running marathons. So we've got Taylor Riggs on at about 8:35 this morning. Also, Emily Campagno is going to join us. You know her from Outnumbered on Fox, and she's got a new book out as well that we'll talk to her about. And it's about heroes. Right. And unsung heroes and stories that you haven't heard before from a lot of people who are war heroes in this country. And I can't wait to talk to her more about that. Ryan Schmell is coming up shortly with more on the drone story. Like New Jersey is having a problem where they're seeing reports of 30 and 40 drones over areas just unexplained. It's not like the kid next door got a drone for his birthday and he's testing it out in the neighborhood. There's something intentional about the way this is being done, and authorities don't seem nearly as interested in finding out what's causing it.
And here's the solution. Shoot them down.
Or just block the signals. I know they have the technology to do that. They would drop out of the sky if you did that. But for some reason, there's a hesitance on the part of the authorities to actually carry that out. I'm not quite sure why. We'll get the latest from Ryan Schmelz coming up here in a few minutes. Right now, though, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I lost the electricity here. But anyway, one of the things we found is that, you know, we invented this, the computer chip.
Hey, maybe I could blame my voice on that. We've lost electricity here. Joe Biden is kaput. I mean, they've dragged the guy out once or twice here. He wouldn't even go to the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral overseas. He sent his wife. He still can't speak without a teleprompter. Who's running the country?
So I was there on the beach, and I talked to several people. One of their 47-foot boats was trailed very closely by more than a dozen of these drones.
Wow. Think about that. I mean, that's an affront. If this happened off the coast of Israel somewhere, they would have shot them down. But they're allowing this to happen in the United States.
Screaming at me, that is your First Amendment right. Throwing mason jars through my window and vandalizing my property and terrorizing my children is not your right.
Yep. Anti-Semitism on the rise. Another campus professor claiming that people have been targeting him because of his faith. It's happening again right here in America.
I mean, I got 9 kids. I don't know, if one of them got stolen or trafficked or something, I'd have to kill someone.
You know, I got to tell you, when William Wallace looks you in the eye and tells you, I'll kill you. You've got to take him at his word. Whether it's Riggs or William Wallace or however you want to look at it, that is Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson was at Mar-a-Lago accepting some sort of an award down there and just kind of went sideways on the administration that's exiting, talking about his hope for the future of America because of the election of Donald Trump. And he was praising a general who was in the audience who had done a lot to try to stop the trafficking of children in America. I did not know Mel Gibson had 9 children. Did you know that, Carl?
I did not.
You did not either.
No.
Nor did I. How many moms are involved?
Has to be multiple. I know he's been married a couple times at least.
So like Eddie Murphy or Marshall Faulk or Nick Cannon?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know that. But I wanted you to hear Mr. Wallace as he addressed the crowd down at Mar-a-Lago the other night. Listen up.
The general here is doing, he's no small part of this, because the problem here is many, many faceted. And for he and his sister Mary for exposing all these wolves in sheep's clothing that prey upon our young. I mean, I got 9 kids. I don't know, if one of them got stolen or trafficked or something, I'd have to kill someone. So that we tolerate this as we do, well, we see people here, we won't tolerate it. And that should work. But look, I'm just happy to be here and accept this, very proud. And I hope in the next 4 years we can get back some of that precious commodity that this country has. That commodity called freedom, all right? So it's like, we'll see how much this administration can claw back from the Philistines. Okay, thank you very much.
I would have paid him if he had paused for just a moment and screamed freedom at the top of his lungs, but he didn't do it. Do you know that reference, Kim?
Mm-mm.
You've never watched Braveheart?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you've got to watch Braveheart. It's a love story. Braveheart.
Yeah, that's what men say about any sort of movie like that that's very violent. It's a love story, honey. You're going to love it.
Oh, it's
that's
wild.
How the husbands get their wives to watch. I know this trick, Mark Cox.
It's true.
I just watched Gladiator the other day.
First of all, did you really?
I did.
It's a love story.
24 years later.
I knew. Of course, that's why I said it. I knew you would say that.
Is it not true?
Does that mean
am I lying?
To see the second one?
I would consider seeing the second one. My husband fell asleep. That's his favorite movie. And I sat there Googling background on the movie and the upcoming movie.
Oh,
I was
so
very.
Second
I got
screening.
I got into it. Okay. Is it a love story? Yeah, I guess. But ultimately, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of the movie Gladiator. It's very gory and
beheadings.
Lots of beheadings.
Die Hard is a love story.
It's also a Christmas movie, apparently.
It is.
This will not surprise either of you. I've never seen Die Hard.
You need to watch Braveheart. It is loosely based on historical facts.
See Die Hard.
Why don't I take a couple days off from work and you guys and just give me a list of the 30 or so movies that I've never seen that I need to watch?
Star Wars.
No. I've seen part
the
of
Patriot.
Star Wars.
Isn't
that's
that
enough.
Another one?
Yeah.
That's a love story. It's got Mel Gibson
it's got
in
Heath
it.
Heath Ledger in it. Ooh.
Everything that happens.
Is Star Wars a love story?
Everything that happens to these men in this movie, Kim, is because the love of their life was ripped from their arms.
The government did it.
It's government overreach, and they strike back. And it's just 2.5 hours of awesomeness. You need to watch it.
I'll get on
Freedom.
That. I'll get on that right away, Mark.
Mel Gibson's been married twice.
Is that all?
So he's got 7 kids with one woman, and I guess 3 with the other. And one of his daughters is married to Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Who knew? There you go.
The great blues guitarist who still tours.
Yeah, and he's produced some great movies over the years, too. Didn't he produce Passion of the Christ?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. Yeah, that's good. All right, coming up, we'll get to Ryan Schmelz. We'll talk more about, speaking of freedom, all these drones that are observing things along the East Coast around New Jersey right now. What is going on? There was a hearing on it yesterday. We'll be back in just a minute.
They should have had him immediately. Last night, I was on the beach with Sheriff Mastronardi. And he's doing a magnificent job in trying to chronicle ascertain a threat for this. He's the Ocean County Sheriff. Sean Golden's doing the same thing in Monmouth County. So I was there on the beach, and I talked to several people, including a commander for the Coast Guard, who told me that the night before, I was there last night, so two nights ago, one of their 47-foot vessels, boats, was trailed very closely by more than a dozen of these drones. Now that, to me, is very, very not just suspicious, provocative, and this could be a foreign power, whether it be Putin, whether it be Xi Jinping in China or the Middle East. We can't rule any of that out.
Yeah, this is incredible. I mean,
yeah, that was a U.S. congressman from New Jersey named Chris Smith talking to Martha McCallum last night about what's going on the East Coast. I mean, where did it come from? It seems to have come out of nowhere, and I'm just a little bit surprised that we're not maybe more alarmed by this. We got Ryan Schmelz on here from Fox News Radio this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, have you seen any drones yet, personally?
No, I've not seen any hanging out on Capitol Hill.
Okay, I didn't know. So it's not up and down the East Coast. Right now, this is kind of centered in the New Jersey area. Is that what we're being told?
New Jersey and Staten Island have been the big sightings that we've seen. It could be dolphins with laser beams, and like Chris Smith said, it could be a foreign adversary, but we don't know. And, you know, I think what's interesting is I think why this is getting so much attention. Number one, yes, I mean, just the fact that it's, you see one trailing a ship off for the Coast Guard, but also the fact that UAPs have been something that's been very much talked about over, you know, the course of this Congress and the declassification of them. And, you know, I think there's a big concern around how much information the government keeps from us when there's something like this that's spotted. And I think you kind of saw that on display yesterday at the hearing where there just weren't a lot of questions being answered.
It's a problem because these can be weaponized. We know that. We've seen it in the Middle East. Now, we don't know that these are. I'm not suggesting that. But, you know, I'm trying to imagine this. Now, we're not obviously on a wartime footing in the U.S., but if a U.S. military ship, a naval ship, off the coast of Israel, for example, suddenly had drones trailing it, there's a very good chance those drones would be eliminated. What would be the problem with a reaction like that here in the States?
I don't know. And I think that's kind of one of the questions that we have that's not been answered just yet. You know, why can't these be shot down if they're in an airspace that's not, you know, legal for them to be flying in? These are all questions that I think lawmakers want to find out what's going on for. But, you know, that I think there was a little bit of tight-lippedness coming from the administration yesterday, and there's still a lot of that going on. So, you know, could there be a classified briefing down the road where members maybe get some more answers on what these are but aren't allowed to say what they are, but at least they know? I'm not quite sure. You know, I think there was one congressman yesterday that thinks that it's likely, as of right now, nefarious activity, which could be a good sign. But, you know, not every, not everyone's kind of on board with that.
But the fact that they're supposedly flying over this military installation and Trump's, was it the Bedminster golf course? That's concerning. Brian, what do we know about the drones themselves? Because I've read that they're larger than a typical drone you might have if you're, you know, a 12-year-old kid who just got one and you're flying it around the area for fun.
Wait, can I say that one more time?
So what do we know about these drones? Because I've read that they're bigger than the typical drone that you would have if it's just a hobby for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's still a possibility, you know, but I think when you're trailing U.S. Coast Guard ships and you're going in unauthorized airspace, I think that's always going to be concerning. So that kind of maybe says maybe this isn't nefarious and that this could be something a lot more concerning than just that. I mean, when you're talking about the possibility of foreign adversaries, I think that's always a concern.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to see what they do. They waited a long time on the Chinese spy balloon only to knock it out of the sky and figure out what it was really up to. It strikes me all they need to do is get their hands on one of these, and that would answer a lot of questions.
Yeah, and we don't know if they're all connected or if they're all separate incidents. You know, it covers a lot of territory in New Jersey and Staten Island, though it is a territory that could be considered very close to one another. But the fact that it's so many of it's happening at one time, and there's so little, you know, whereabouts on what these actually are and what they're doing, that's always a concern.
It is. Ryan Schmelz, thanks for your reporting. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care. There are no drones in D.C. because they tightly control that airspace there. I get that. But I'm still in favor of drafting the Lindenwood University trap shooting team and just going up there and having a heyday. We'll figure out who's doing this, because if they're not nefarious, somebody will start complaining about it quickly. That's my solution. World according to Mark. All right, coming up, we'll check him into Cole Murray. Some important inflation numbers due out today. Stay tuned.
Here's your plan. So just if you're wondering, America, here's the Democrats' plan. Take the 13 million plus illegals who are here taking jobs from Americans, taking wages down, taking health care benefits, and bring them here legally so that they can continue to drive down wages, flood the labor force, and suppress
Senator
all of
Hawley,
the above.
They can't flood the labor force if they're already part of the labor force, which is
they
the
are flooding the labor
today.
Force now.
Yeah, there's a Josh Hawley in a hearing yesterday talking about some of the insanity that's going on in this country in terms of the border problem. Now, obviously, we're on the verge of starting to fix some of that, but it still has a major impact on the economy, and we're going to get to more on that. I want you to hear more of some of his comments in that hearing yesterday. It was pretty wide-ranging. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But right now, Carl, let's get to business. Yeah, Nicole Murray normally in with us right now, but this morning we've got Jennifer Scordo filling in for Nicole. And Jennifer, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Welcome into the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Well, I live in southern New Jersey. I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Went to Georgia Southern University, have a broadcasting degree, been in radio my whole career, and here I am.
Good for you. Fantastic. Congratulations, and welcome into the show here. We love having Nicole on. We give her a little bit of grief sometimes about her New Jersey accent. Which yes. I don't hear here.
I don't have much of one. A little Southern will probably come out, though.
That's fantastic. I love a Southern accent. What's going on in the business world?
Well, futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials closed down 154, NASDAQ fell 49, and the S&P 500 lost 17. St. Louis Boeing unit has been contracted to construct F-15 fighter aircrafts to be sold to Japan. The contract awards the aviation giant $450.5 million and comes from the Air Force. It will cover the acquisition of radars, self-protection systems, and mission computer units. The work will be done in the St. Louis area and is expected to wrap up in 2030. Plans for an online care share firm to use Lambert Airport Garage kind of stirring objections. Some city airport commissioners are balking at the proposal to let an online care sharing service use a garage just outside of one of St. Louis Lambert International Airport's two passenger terminals. They did say it would be unfair to traditional car rental firms whose customers have to take a shuttle bus and vans to get to their own off-site facilities. Business groups are trying to overturn a new Missouri law that will raise the state minimum wage and require paid sick leave for workers. The business plaintiffs contend the proposition is unconstitutional, and a ballot summary presented to voters was insufficient, misleading, prejudicial, and unfair. Jubilee Community Church is getting nearly $5 million to help turn a former St. Louis school into a drug recovery center. Jubilee plans to renovate the property for $24 million for its Jubilee Wellness Program, which will provide over 40 detox beds for men dealing with substance abuse issues. It'll also offer community, training, and fellowship spaces, a clinic, and an on-site pharmacy and tab. And lab, that is. The average contract interest rate for a 30-year mortgage decreased to 6.67% from 6.69%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. As a result, applications to refinance a home loan surged 27% week to week and were 42% higher than the same week 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home fell 4% for the week and were 4% higher than the same week 1 year ago. And finally, Miller High Life's new perfume smells just like a dive bar. Yes, you can smell just like the champagne of beers. The fragrance has notes of cedarwood and patchouli, tobacco and leather, and sea salt because you eat French fries while drinking beer. And they wanted the sea salt smell to remind you of that basket of fries as you sit at a bar.
Gross. Who's going to buy that?
It evidently does smell pretty good. It is. It does come at a cost. It's $60. But if you're a fan of Miller High Life and the champagne of beers, it could work for you.
Comes with a set of beer goggles, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Stocking stuffer for your wife.
What will they think of next? That's awesome. Hey, we have a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Have you seen any drones? Because you guys are there in southern New Jersey. They're talking about drones being all over the place.
I have not seen any that our governor is speaking of. There is a child in my neighborhood that has a drone, however. I see that one quite often.
Flying it over the neighborhood pool and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself that they're everywhere. But I guess they're basically seeing them up around the coast. Is that it?
Yeah, along the coast, along the shoreline, and even over some military areas, which is a no-no.
Yeah, that's kind of frightening. For sure. Well, Jennifer, we look forward to working with you on occasion. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Jennifer Scordo there filling in for Nicole Murray this morning.
I read that she likes country music. She is a Georgia girl.
There you have it, right? And does some work, according to what we've been able to find out on some sports radio up in Jersey.
Which means she probably is not a big fan of Sammy Hagar.
Why would you say that?
I just sense that.
Why you gotta hate?
Thank you. He's a Hall of Fame rock singer.
He sang with Toby Keith on Red Solo Cup.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You're right. The fact that you just told me that he has performed with Toby Keith on Red Solo Cup. I retract everything that I have said. Wow.
Didn't he do
that? That's a game changer.
Part of the tribute to either Kris Kristofferson or
Glenn Campbell, maybe?
No, it was Kris Kristofferson, right. And maybe the same thing Willie Nelson appeared at. Seems like he was part of something like that.
Yeah, he dips his toe into country.
Is this supposed to change my mind on him?
Finish What You Started is a country song.
Why these personal attacks on one of my favorite recording artists this morning, Kim?
Just to rile you up a little bit.
Ah. Come back and talk to me after you've watched Braveheart. It's a love story.
Or Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. I'm telling you.
Because it takes place at Christmas time? Is that what ultimately makes something? So if it snows at all, automatically, if there's one pine tree, it's a Christmas movie?
Jake from Y98 believes that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. He says if you go with that metric, then every Harry Potter movie is a Christmas movie because they have a scene at Christmas. He also says that It's a Wonderful Life is not a Christmas movie. Because Christmas is only a very small part of it. It just happens to take place on Christmas. This is not my argument. I disagree with it.
I would argue It's a Wonderful Life is a Christmas movie. In fact,
Christmas is only at the beginning and at the end.
But it just is. That's all I'm going to say.
An angel gets its wings.
That has nothing to do with Christmas. That's a bell ringing.
Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ.
That's true.
Okay,
has nothing to do with the movie.
Okay, well, whatever.
But Die Hard is a movie. The only reason he's going to Los Angeles from New York is for a Christmas party to visit his ex-wife.
I need you to help me out here, Kim. I know you may not want to, but I need to convince my wife to watch Gladiator, the original, so that we can go to the theater together and watch Gladiator 2.
So she's never seen the original?
No, and I tried to talk her into it the other night.
We had Best Picture.
We had a night at home where we didn't have any plans. I'm like, let's watch Gladiator. I've got these other movies my friends recommended to me that I'd rather watch instead. And I'm how can we go? I had some goofy, I don't know what it was, some series. And I'm like, how can we go to the movie theater together and watch Gladiator 2 if you haven't watched Gladiator 1?
Well, I'll tell Michelle this. I'm normally not into those types of movies, but Gladiator is a really, really well done movie.
Yes.
And beyond the awful beheadings and stabbings and other things that are portrayed in that movie, it actually has a good plot line. And
it's a love story.
I wouldn't go as far as to say it's a love story. Is there love in it? Yes, but there's love in technically every single movie, you could argue.
Is it
a Christmas movie just because it happened on Christmas during Christmas time?
It's about love and redemption.
Is it a love story just because there are two people who like each other or love each other or there's a married couple in it? That doesn't just make it a love story.
Is Marriage Story a love story? That's a marriage breaking apart.
It's like a Hallmark film. Come on. You should enjoy that.
I do like Hallmark movies. They're cheesy. I can basically predict how it's going to end.
Gladiator
I can predict the lines,
cheesy.
And I still watch it.
Not cheesy.
It's just gory.
You've helped Matt maybe a little bit. I don't even know if she's listening this morning. We'll see. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Ethan here in a couple of minutes. Next hour, Emily Campagno from Fox News is going to join us from Outnumbered, and we're going to give away a couple more tickets to Styx this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Mark, I think your time has come here. Due to popular demand, starting on Christmas Day, over 1,000 theaters worldwide will host Wicked sing-along screenings where audiences can join in with karaoke-style lyrics projected on the screen. This interactive experience celebrates the music's film's record-breaking success since November 22nd release, which made it the highest-grossing Broadway adaptation in film history. The screenings will include a special video introduction from the stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I think what I think should happen is that we should handcuff Carl Middleman to my daughter, my youngest daughter, and make him attend that screening with her. Don't you think? Because you were giving her grief about the fact that she's still offended by that. You said you didn't want to go into a theater where people like Ginger were singing along with the soundtrack.
And then she said she saw it and she held back.
She claims that, but you weren't there. We don't know that for sure.
Here's my question, as someone who's never been to one of those sing-along showings, do people stay in their seats during these parts where they're actually singing, or are they standing up and dancing around, going through the aisles?
Latter.
You do you, boo. Chris Evans is returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Avengers Doomsday, according to multiple reports, though it is unclear if he'll reprise his role as Captain America. Reports suggest Robert Downey Jr. will star as the villain Dr. Doom, not Iron Man, leaving open the possibility that Evans could take on a different role. That's kind of a big news, because he said he wasn't going to do this anymore.
Oh.
And then
they threw a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After
you.
The Deadpool thing, they were like, here is a ton of money.
Also, not seen those movies.
Why would you not if you're him? I mean,
typecasting. I
remember
guess.
Shatner claiming that he tried to deny his role in Star Trek for many years because he was a Shakespearean actor and he thought it was below him. And then he finally realized, why would you not make as much money off this as you can?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you.
McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania has faced a flood of negative reviews after suspect Luigi Mangione, charged with the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was arrested there following an employee's tip to police. Google has removed many of the reviews, citing violations of its policy prohibiting content unrelated to genuine customer experiences. Some negative posts lingered referencing the incident, with sarcastic remarks about McDonald's and the healthcare industry.
You're going to skip the best one?
What's that?
From Burger King.
Oh.
Where they tweeted out.
I don't know
out,
if that was real. I saw that.
They tweeted out, "We don't snitch."
I don't think that one was real.
Can I ask a question
but
here?
It was hilarious.
I understand reading reviews of a local restaurant or business where there's not a million of them everywhere, but is someone really going to read reviews of a McDonald's to see if you should go there?
Burger King, there's been a fact check that said Burger King did not do that. Somebody else did that using the Burger King logo.
I love when the restaurants, though, troll the other ones. They do actually do that in some cases.
Yeah, I'd say Wendy's usually
it
does
Wendy's.
It.
Yeah.
Amazon is bringing back its Thanks My Driver feature this holiday season, allowing customers to express gratitude to delivery drivers at no cost. Using an Alexa-enabled device, customers can simply say that name. I'm not going to say it without triggering your guys' devices.
Well, you already said it technically.
I know. Okay, fine. Alexa, Thanks My Driver. And then it'll gift them $5 to the most recent delivery driver that came to your house.
That you're paying for? Or that
it's saying it's no cost, so I think Amazon's doing it.
I assume you can only tell her one time to do this and not say it 10 times in a row, and it just keeps giving the person more and more money.
Yeah, the program is limited to the first 2 million expressions of thanks, equating to around $10 million in tips.
Nice.
That's still pretty significant.
They're going to throw a little extra cash.
$5
just a little.
Time. What'd you say, Sue?
Nothing. Following along.
Nothing. Natural Light, or Natty Light, has unveiled the Neighborator, a double-sided beer fridge designed to fit into a shared fence, encouraging better neighborly connections. Inspired by a survey revealing that over 60% of Americans wish they were closer with their neighbors, this unique fridge allows both sides to access shared beer storage, secured with a dual-sided lock. Now, you can't really buy these, but the Neighborator is going to be, it's a contest they're running. And if you want to enter, you can do it, but you have to do it by December 20th. Just go to Natural Light on their social media. They'll explain how to do it.
I'll take up ways to look trashy for 100, please, Alex.
I am thinking you'd really have to be able to trust your neighbor that they're not going to steal your beer, right?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Go look at this thing up. It's like a double-sided fridge. But if you win this, though, you get a year's supply of beer, too.
Of Natty Light. On top of it. Wow.
I mean, I guess.
Half pass. Squat. Because your neighbor
is that really what people want?
Yeah. Is that really what people want? Maybe.
Hey, beer's beer sometimes. I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
All now, right. There is different. There, craft beer versus that, there's a big difference.
There's a big difference.
When you're on your lawnmower, Natty Light will do.
Or when you're a college student and can't afford anything else.
or in that Biden's economy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, sales are up, I guess. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Emily Campagno from Outnumbered on Fox and get her thoughts on what's going on with Pete Hegseth and the other half of the Fox crew that will soon be in the Trump administration.
Get more at 971talk.com.